This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters marched through downtown Washington Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a long-shot legal challenge to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters were out in force to complain of alleged electoral fraud. Chanting "Stop the Steal" and "We Are the Champions," they streamed from Freedom Plaza near the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court building. A week after his Democratic rival clinched the election, Trump's lawsuits have made little headway in the courts. Biden, meanwhile, has received congratulatory calls from world leaders and pushed ahead with working on forming his cabinet. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As Tropical Storm Iota barrels toward Central America, 8 people were killed or reported missing in a landslide in Guatemala on Saturday. Central America is still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. For more, visit